Megafires are the kind of wildland fires that grow beyond 100,000 acres, and they are a growing threat across the American West. That's why one federal scientist in the Northwest is hitting the road with his research. Correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
Hundreds of foresters, loggers, and other timber industry players were in Coeur d'Alene for a meeting of the Idaho Forest Group last month. That's where they heard from Paul Hesburgh.
I've been in the woods around where I live, and I'm watching the fires chew up an awful lot of forest, and it doesn't look or work the same as it did 50 years ago.
Hesburgh has worked for the U.S. Forest Service as a research ecologist in central Washington for more than 30 years.
We've learned that in the historical forest, every place that could grow trees didn't grow trees.
His research shows decades of fire suppression and misunderstandings about ecological function, combined with a lack of land management funding, means forests are overgrown and the landscapes ripe for large, hot, and fast-moving fires.
Hello, I'm Smokey Bear.
When he was a kid, the agency Hesburgh works for was relentless with one message.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Only you.
But he says Smokey Bear's message needs a tune-up.
Smokey can't say it in one sentence anymore. He's got a longer message. Prevent forest fires, but allow us to make the right kind of fires so the wildfires are more benign.
To make his point, he employed the help of documentary filmmaker and Wenatchee native Jeff Austinson.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up here. I remember playing high school football. And during a Friday night football game, Friday Night Lights, looking up on the hillside above town and it's on fire.
Austinson's production company, North 40 Productions, helped turn Hesburgh's research into a multimedia presentation known as Era of Megafires.
This is an example of the epidemic of trees that has occurred throughout the western United States, especially in mixed conifer forests.
There are side-by-side comparisons of past and current photos, and there are also infographics and animations. The team has delivered the presentation in 30 cities in the West. There are at least as many more on this summer's calendar.
We're basically going to go out and do little vignettes. We're going to meet some people, understand their perspective on this, and then maybe we meet some scientists on the way. And throughout, we have Paul as our guide.
You know, everywhere you look in this patch of forest, you can see all the rules of a frequent fire regime are broken. Fire coming anywhere.
According to Hesburgh, megafires are completely preventable. That struck a nerve with Jeff Austinson, who watched a wildland fire destroy 29 homes in Wenatchee in 2015.
I've seen how devastating it can be. I think recently we've seen more devastation, and I don't want to see that again. Just flat out, no. It's not part of the future that I want to be a part of. So if I'm a part of that or can do something to make that happen, then, yeah, it'd probably be the most significant thing I've done professionally.
All right, I want you to close your eyes just one time again, and I want you to recall that forest that you pictured yourself in.
With help from Austinson's team, Hesburgh will deliver a condensed version of Era of Megafires as a TED Talk in Bend in mid-May.
Do you think about it in the same way now? Thanks for playing along.
I'm Emily Schwing reporting.